All right, Saturday baseball coming up. We've got the Marlins and the Giants from Miami. It's raining down in Miami. My sister Renee, of course, Renee and Marilyn live down there, and I call her Weaver the Weatherman from our early days in Miami. Says it's raining like crazy, some flooding, but nothing dramatic. So I'm glad they have an enclosed stadium down in Miami. All right, joining us is Jeff Idelson and Jeannie Fruth. And they have a new book out, which is called Grassroots Baseball, Route 66. Gene has been on with us before. Jeff, you too. Grassroots baseball, just to hear that phrase, grassroots baseball, is so important. Tell me a little bit about grassroots baseball.
Well, hello, Marty. Well, grassroots baseball is the amateur game, celebrating the amateur game. It's before contracts and money and lockouts. It's just the pure love of the game. And grassroots baseball for us is now a not-for-profit, and we celebrate the game and give back to communities, underprivileged communities, and do clinics with kids. And we do projects. And our latest project just finished up, Grassroots Baseball Route 66. And we spent 3 years along Route 66 celebrating the game, doing clinics and documenting all levels of the game.
You know, how did you guys choose Route 66 for sort of the basis of finding the essence of baseball? How did you do that? Jeff, maybe you could take that one.
Well, you know, Gene approached me with the idea while I was still at the Hall of Fame, believe it or not. I hadn't even retired, and we were launching grassroots baseball. And she said, how about Route 66? Because of the great tie between baseball and Americana, which are, you know, standing values of American culture. And it made all the sense in the world to me, and she was right. I mean, what we found along that route was the game played in all kinds of communities and that it's alive and well, and this book shows that.
Jeff Idelson with us, Gene Fruth. Of course, Gene is one of the outstanding photojournalists in the country. We had Gene on earlier, and she gave us a little bit of her baseball background, which is absolutely terrific. Let's get a little of your baseball background, Jeff. Jeff Idelson, you alluded to the Hall of Fame, but you go back to Red Sox baseball, maybe a vendor, is that right?
It does, believe it or not, Marty. I was one of those guys in the stands, you know, throwing peanuts over three, seeing if I could make the connection more like I was a quarterback and wide receiver. But, yeah, 3 years with the Red Sox, and then I went to the team. I grew up loathing the Yankees for 5 years and quickly realized that baseball is much bigger than any one city. And then that really got brought to another level when I went to Cooperstown, and all 30 of those teams became my children. And so 26 years with the Hall of Fame, 13 as president, now 3 years with Gene, with grassroots baseball, and we are just having a great time with this program.
Gene, what do you look for when you go out on the route, so to speak, and you look for baseball and you look for situations? What do you look for that you want to photograph that'll tell the story of amateur baseball or the passion for baseball?
Well, it's just that. It's telling the story. It has to be a lot more than just action. I mean, action's part of grassroots baseball, and I find shooting action exhilarating. But these images need to do a lot more. They need to tell the story. They need to show the culture and ideally the geography, the topography, so that real people really get a sense that though baseball is played the same all around the world, it looks different in different places. And that is certainly the case in along Route 66, showing the difference between what it's like playing baseball in urban cities versus rural towns, you know, deserts of Arizona and New Mexico versus the shores of Santa Monica. Baseball looks different all around the world, but it really does look different all along Route 66. And telling that cultural story.
Yeah, how does it look different? Give me an example of what it looks like on Route 66 as opposed to maybe the Dominican Republic.
Well, I mean, if you're in Chicago, you have an urban setting and there's chain link fences and there's probably artificial turf and there's a lot of brick buildings when you're shooting, whether it's high school or college, you know, in the inner city kind of atmosphere. And then you get out to Baxter Springs, Kansas, and the people look different and the fields look different and you have grass and you might have wood grandstands. It's an older vintage feeling. You celebrate that, the way people dress, the types of uniforms, American flags in the Midwest. So you really, capturing that as your background and telling those stories. And so really people can feel like they're there. In New Mexico, shooting on a pueblo, I mean, when you look at the images in the book, Grassroots Baseball, you'll know that you're on a pueblo, not only by the faces, but also just by the topography, by the backgrounds, and seeing the pueblo and seeing an all-dirt field. And then, of course, you're in Santa Monica, and you're seeing the ocean, the shots of wiffle ball on the beach. So it's just telling all those stories along the way.
Mm. Gene Fruth is with us, of course, as I said, a wonderful photojournalist, as you could tell by her answer, and Jeff Idelson working on this as well. Jeff, what did you learn about grassroots baseball that maybe you didn't know before you got involved with this?
Well, as we started to put together the players who wanted to write essays to open the chapters, guys like George Brett, Jim Thome, Johnny Bench, Billy Hatcher, Adam LaRoche, Ryan Howard, you know, you start to realize that Route 66 was a land that was built for opportunity, Marty, when it was constructed in 1926 as the first federal highway connecting the Midwest and Chicago to the West Coast and Santa Monica. But it also opened up avenues of opportunity for baseball, as we learned that through our partnership with Baseball Reference that we all know and love so well, more than 2,000 players grew up along the route. And so it became really a land of opportunity or a road of opportunity for people who love to play baseball.
So how is this now being promoted? Let's start with the book. When does the book come out? How does someone get the book? Because it's got the most beautiful photographs that Gene has taken. Tell us more about the book.
Well, I'm really excited to say that the book was just released, so it is now available in bookstores, on Amazon, and also on our website, grassrootsbaseball.org. If it's ordered through grassrootsbaseball.org, you get a signed copy. And we'll be doing a book tour all around across Route 66. But right now, available at grassrootsbaseball.org.
And, Jeff, the proceeds go back into Grassroots Baseball. Is that right?
They do. I mean, if you're thinking about a Father's Day gift and you're scratching your head, this is pretty darn good. And, yes, all of the net proceeds from the book, the proceeds that come from book sales, we'll put back into the program. That's our commitment as we want to grow the game.
So do you have any events at the ballparks themselves? Because I know we love to see things like this at the ballpark. You have anything coming up?
Yeah, we've been going to minor league ballparks along Route 66. We're actually on our way to Dodger Stadium now. We're setting up something a little bit later in the season at the San Francisco Giants. Next week we head to Albuquerque. The Albuquerque Isotopes will be at Chicago White Sox. And where else are we going to be, Jeff? We're all over the place.
We are. We have the White Sox, the Isotopes. We're going to be in St. Louis with Ted Simmons. We'll be in Chicago with Jim Thome. We'll be at the Little League World Series with Fergie Jenkins in Cooperstown with Jim Thome. We're everywhere.
Very good. All right, let me ask you guys this. Your favorite place, Gene, your favorite place to take photographs like this, especially for the book, your favorite spot?
Wow, that's a tough one. One of my favorite photographs in the book is in Commerce, Oklahoma, and the home of Mickey Mantle. And I had an opportunity. Mickey Mantle's house and the barn is still intact. And the barn was where he learned to become a switch hitter. His father and his grandfather pitched to him. And I had Commerce High School baseball team come to the house and barn and pose for me. And you could really see what Commerce, Oklahoma looks like. It's just a modest house and barn that Mickey Mantle grew up in. And what these kids look like, they look like Commerce, Oklahoma. Big water tower with a number 7 in pinstripes because they honor Mickey Mantle in that town. And it's a chilling place to visit along Route 66. It really, and I, you know, just seeing what those kind of towns look like and what they look like today.
Mm, boy, that's a good, that gave me some chills thinking about Mickey Mantle, number 7 and the water tower. How about you, Jeff, your favorite spot maybe that you guys have been to?
Well, there were so many along the way, Marty, but if I had to pick one, I'd probably go with Williams, Arizona, which is just up by Flagstaff, and that's where Billy Hatcher grew up. And what's cool about Williams is it's this small community in the middle of nowhere that has a great diversity and multiculturalism. But it's also the gateway to the Grand Canyon. And Billy's house is like two blocks from the high school. And in his essay, he talks about, you know, playing in the state baseball tournament and also the track in a track tournament at the same time, and him jumping over this fence and going back and forth and changing and going by the house. And you can really get a sense of it after reading his essay and then visiting Williams.
That's what Jackie Robinson did at UCLA. They would change the time of the meet so he could play baseball and be a track star as well. So, all right, very good. I like that one. Jeff, you had a long tenure at the Hall of Fame as president of the Hall of Fame, and you did, you know, so many nice things. And this year there's a very big class going in. Finally, Gil Hodges, Minnie Minoso, Jim Cott, Tony Oliva, Bud Fowler, who was first African-American to play an organized ball. He didn't make it to the major leagues, but he's very, very important in the social history of the country. And Buck O'Neill, how about that? Give me some of your thoughts on this year's class.
Well, it's a pretty robust class, and I'm very, very happy for guys like Jim Cott and Tony Oliva and Minnie Minoso, who all had to wait quite a while to get in, all deserving. You know, Big Poppy David Ortiz, his record speaks for itself, and I know that fans from Boston will come out in droves. And, you know, for Buck O'Neill, it's a bittersweet. You know, I was hoping, and we all were hoping, perhaps he'd be inducted years ago, but we instead had the benefit of developing a Buck O'Neill Award out of it, which is great, and it honors guys like Roland Heeman and Rachel Robinson, people that maybe can't get a Hall of Fame plaque, but Buck's finally getting his due, and a plaque in Cooperstown is well-deserved.
Well, don't forget about Lefty O'Doul. We've been talking about him for years, so he's a big, big part of what we think baseball is all about.
Very, very, very good career, probably a great career. His only issue was it was short, but it was pretty meteoric a la Koufax, and I know that Bob Feller was a big champion of his, and if Lefty makes it one day, I know Bob will be smiling up in heaven.
Well, he should. Not only was Lefty O'Doul one of the great hitters of all time, and maybe over a 9 or 10 year period, but for what he did in baseball in Japan and after World War II and being the ambassador and the father of baseball in Japan, that's something that I think the Hall of Fame has got to look at. So then that's my argument for Lefty O'Doul. Hey, it's great having you guys on, really. And, you know, Gene, the photographs you do are just outstanding. And Jeff, your love for the game comes across, and you've got so many people involved in this grassroots baseball Route 66 book that I'm looking forward to seeing it. I really am.
Oh, I really appreciate it, Marty. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks so much, Marty.
Appreciate it. All right, thanks. Jeff Idelson and Gene Fruth, and you can Google them. And, of course, it's Grassroots Baseball, Route 66. It is now out in the stores. All right, more coming up. Bill Lasky and I will kick it around a little bit right after this on the Sports Leader.